Well, good morning. It is Crane Christian Church. It is our first service, and we are on the path to the palace. And we're going to take a little sidetrack. Anybody ever been with me on a sidetrack? Just one or two or three or four or six or 12 or 1643, 166, whatever. Okay. I'm not quite caffeinated enough, but we're working on it. Okay. So, the reason people do the things they do. Anybody ever figured that out? So I've got kind of a weird eating schedule. And if you ever follow me around, it's just kind of an odd thing that I do. And I never eat before 12:01 noon, okay? Don't worry, it's nothing wrong with it. But anyway, but the point being is about 11:45 a.m. I start thinking about, I'm gonna have to eat something here in a minute. And if I go to the store, I'll look in there and I'll think, okay, I'll pick out something to eat. Why do I do that? Because I'm hungry. That's the word we're going to talk about this morning. How many of you remember the whole Rocky series, the Rocky movies? And remember how Rocky got famous and he was kind of getting soft and he was getting all of that. And to win that next fight, he had to go back and get hungry again. To go back to that place where he was hungry. Well, when I'm reading the Beatitudes and it says these things, blessed are the this and blessed are the that, and I think, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that. But here's the deal. When we are hungry, we begin to seek. The Bible says, if you seek, you will. If you knock, it will be
open.
Right? Seek ye first the kingdom. You see how that's all movement? I want you to think about David's life. He literally has been kind of disregarded by his brothers, kind of disregarded that by his dad. There are some theories about that, whether I have no idea whether it's true or not. There are some theories that David's mom was different than the rest of the kids' mom. I have no idea. Okay, I wasn't there. Okay. But the point being is this. Literally, David was hungry. And I think our nation is reaching a point. I think I am reaching a point, and I'm not talking about, we won't get into food references, okay, this morning. I'm not talking about my stomach's hungry. My spirit is hungry. As I'm crying out to God, I feel a hunger that I haven't felt in many years. It's not a desperation, okay, but it's a hunger. And as I went back through some stuff and began to look at some stuff, I want you to go to 1 Chronicles chapter 4. It's just a little side deal. It'll only take about 6 weeks. Don't worry. Just one point with 1,000 subpoints. Okay. It's talking about the family of Judah. A lot of times people read the Bible and they say, so-and-so begot so-and-so, so-and-so begot so-and-so, and it gets a little repetitious, okay? But as you skip down to verse 9, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. I want you to imagine every time they say your name, they're saying, you're a pain in my rear end. Bruce means from the brushwood thicket, okay? Every time somebody says Bruce, they're saying, yeah, you're from the woods, okay? Kim means from the royal plane. When they say Kim, yeah, you're obviously royalty. But think about saying Jabez, and every time you say Jabez, every time one says, hey, Jabez, it's time for supper. Hey, pain in the rear, it's time for supper. Hey, you know, and what that did, watch this, what that did is it made him hungry. And I don't mean food. I mean, it was like it put him in a situation where he called on the name of the Lord. Think about the circle of Israel. We've talked about it many, many times, okay, in this building and six buildings before this, whatever. But, okay, everything's going great. Everything's going great. So we forget about God, okay? Then we get in captivity, and do we start calling out to God when things are bad, when we're sick, when we're sad, when we're lonely, when we're broken, we begin to call on the name of the Lord. Then the Lord answers, right? And he answers us, and then we get fixed again, we're doing good, and then we forget about God, and then we start going our own way, and then we get sick, sad, and lonely again. Is that the circle of Israel? Okay, read it. It's a big book. It's in there over and over. Okay. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, on the one true God. And remember, we're actually studying David. And when David's running toward Goliath, he said, "Who do you think you are? You're infinite. You are blaspheming God." Okay. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, that I might not cause pain." So God granted what he requested. Now, I want you to think about this. This is hundreds of years before Jesus died on the cross. Hundreds of years. Maybe even thousands before literally that the scripture would be written, ask, seek, knock. Many, many years. But this guy was so hungry, he began to seek God. And he, listen, I want to tell you something. There is nothing more important to me than my dad, my heavenly father, giving me his favor. I want to please y'all. That's in my nature. I mean, y'all or the y'all out there or the y'all in there or the y'all at my house, whichever y'all it is, Ewans, you know, whatever. But I want to please you guys. But the favor of God is the desire of my heart. And I have been pressing, crying out to God for his favor. And I want to tell you what's happened. God's given it to me. I have blessing in my home. I have blessing in the field. I have blessing in my kneading bowl, which is my workplace. I have blessing. I have favor. And guys, I want to tell you, it doesn't mean the devil doesn't attack. It doesn't mean that there's not complications in life. It doesn't mean it. But how many of you are asking, seeking, calling out and saying, "Lord, bless me"? How many of y'all are saying that? I want you to say it with me right now. Say, "Lord, bless me. Bless me, Lord. I want your favor." And I want to tell you guys, God wants to spend time with you. And if he's not spending time with you, he will make it where that you want to spend time with him. Because I love my doctor. I like him a lot. He's a great guy. I do. But I hardly ever see him. I wave at him now that I know which truck he's driving. I wave at him, "Hey." But when I go to the doctor, it's either for my annual physical or this is hurting, right? Well, I want to tell you something. God wants to spend time with you. And you may feel like you're a pain. Your life is a pain. There's a pain. And bless me and enlarge my territory. Now, what that means, that does not mean, okay, I will never, I got to tell this story because it's on me. I was driving one time and there was a place for sale and I was looking at it as big as a mountain, as all that. I was looking at it, and this is one of 15 I've looked at through the years, and there, I don't know how many acres it was. I don't remember. I said, well, God, you know, I would, why won't you let me, you know what happened? He spoke to me. He said, you love the idea of having this property. You love the idea of putting a sign on the side of your truck that says, Rockin' B, stairs and whatever. Okay, you love that. But you don't even want to pay the taxes on it. You don't want to bush hog it. You don't want, I mean, he was talking. And I was like, God, how come you're so right? I guess because he's God. And he knows our heart. He knows the desires of our heart, not the desires of our flesh. Amen. But God's been so good to me through the years. And anyway, but the point is, I'm not talking about just, when I say enlarging my territory, I'm talking about enlarging your influence. Enlarging your influence. I've been praying that God would enlarge the influence of Christ through us here. And here's the deal. Life's complicated. Anybody? What are we talking about? Gerbils? No. What were they? Guinea pigs. Oh, they're all the same. They taste the same, by the way. Anyway, but they're always a little bit tough. Those little bitty legs. Yeah, a little bit of gravy helps. But the point being is life's complicated, okay? But the Lord, enlarge my territory, enlarge my influence, that your hand would be with me. And I want to tell you something. The eyes of the Lord are on you right now. You know why? Because he's God. He's God. The eyes of the Lord are on you. You're his kid. If you're his kid, he's watching over you. You're just not out here playing in the yard and you're not being watched. Are y'all following me? Because he's God. But I want to tell you something. I not only want his eyes on me, I want his hand operating in my life so that I can be the man he's called me to be. And as we pray this prayer, guys, write it down. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, it's called the Prayer of Jabez. That you would bless me. How many of you want a blessing? We've asked for it. Lord, enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil. And I want to tell you something. We spent, 4 or 5 weeks on Psalms 91 in here a while back. And guys, I still, about once a week, I pull that up and spend time in Psalms 91. Because I want to be underneath the wings of the Most High God. I want to be under his protection. Whether you're just driving on these roads around here, not trying to be funny, okay, because there's a lot of people not paying attention on the roads. And what I do when I'm not in this building, a lot of times I'm working, and okay, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, but we want his protection, but that you'll keep me from evil, that he'd protect us, that he'd watch over us. And here's the deal. I don't want to do y'all wrong either. I want him to protect me from doing evil. I want to do y'all right. That's my desire, my heart this morning, okay? That I might not cause pain, that I might not cause you pain. And here's the deal. Can you imagine? So, a guy actually told me this story once. I was in a group of men, it was a bunch of us, but he told us this story. He said, you know, he's got a professional team that he really likes. It's a professional basketball team. I don't remember which one it was. He really likes them. They're in his town, maybe Houston Rockets. I don't know. He really likes them. And so what he does is he calls people and says, hey, can you get me a deal on the home tickets this year and all that, and tries to go watch them as some, you know, when it's around, he can do it on his schedule. Because he's kind of a big deal. But anyway, the point being, he loves it. So he buys a ticket. He parks way out to wherever, okay? He rides a tram, okay? He goes in, he buys him a a $20 popcorn, whatever, okay, and sits there and watches this game in the nosebleed seats or whatever. You with me? Okay. So then one time he was asked to do the devotion for the team before they played. And I'll never forget when he said, this is the difference between buying your ticket and having favor. He said, what happens is, they said, would you get here about an hour early, pull in this gate, just tell them who you are, and they'll show you where to park. And so he pulls in the gate, he sits there, you don't know what to do, and a guy comes up to him and said, are you so? He said, I'm Pastor So. Okay, yeah, there's your parking place. It was right up next to the building. So he got out, he went in, they escorted him in, and as he went to a little room, they had fruit and water and all this stuff and snacks. And there wasn't no $20 for popcorn. He said, I made myself a little plate. And, then he goes in there and walks in, and there's all the players. And he shares with them and motivates them and prays with them. And then he said, where do you want me to sit? They said, oh, no, you'll sit with us. You'll sit with us. He's not on the front row. He's down on the floor. He's sitting on the, not on the bench, but on that same level as those guys. And see, that's it. That is favor. Amen. Versus, well, he got to watch the game when he was up in the nosebleed seats and got a $20 popcorn. I mean, it was a good game. But do you see the difference? Which one do you want? And I'm going to tell you something. I don't deserve favor. I don't deserve favor. But what I do is I say, God, since you paid for my favor, I want favor. You paid for it with your own blood. You took the curse. Cursed is he who is nailed to a tree. He took my curse. So I want favor. And you say, well, I don't deserve it. I agree, you don't deserve it. And I don't either. None of us do. But here's the deal. I want to be able, when I come in, I want to be able to have influence on people, that when the Holy Spirit, I get to talk to people, I want them to hear what I'm saying versus hearing the yah, 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 yah of this world. And that, again, is favor. Okay? So, are you hungry this morning? I'm hungry. And I don't mean hungry, hungry. It's way early for me to eat. Okay. But I'm hungry for him. So David, I believe, as I was praying last night, as I was looking, I believe because of the way he was treated when he was a boy, of the ways that he was maybe, again, some theories are that he had a different mom than the rest of the guys, and they looked down upon him for that, and put him down and didn't want him to be a part. But God, does God know? We've all been through some, anybody in here been through some stuff? I like the word stuff, okay? We've been through some stuff. Whether you're old or young, you've been through some stuff. But God wants to use what you've been through to make you hungry, because when you're hungry, you seek. And when you seek, you find. When you knock, it gets open to you. Okay, so that was the first point, just a small sidetrack, and let's go back to 1 Samuel chapter 20. We're back on David. I'm going to do a quick review, the five stones. First, we remember the past, and I don't mean the bad past. I remember where God has helped us in the past. I'm going to tell you, God has helped me. He has placed me over and over in positions. He has touched me. He's protected me. He's kept me, and I don't forget that. Now, do I dwell on the bad past? No. That's just stuff that's behind me. That's just stuff that's behind me. Okay? That is behind me. Okay. The prayer, we are going to pray. We're going to keep praying. We are people of prayer. We're going to maintain God's priority. It's God's reputation. It's not my success. It's God's reputation. Okay? We've got to maintain our passion when we run to the battle. We are not going to procrastinate. We're going to maintain our passion for the Lord. And we're going to maintain our persistence. We're going to never, ever quit. Okay? The Spirit of God is a tangible thing. And I want to tell you that as we looked at this as a quick review, what David's been through, Saul shows up, but the Spirit of God is a tangible thing. It is tangible. It is real. It is, it's God's presence. It's not an emotion. It's the reality of Christ. You know, God came in the flesh, and now it's through His Holy Spirit. So the next thing, next review thing is that David and Jonathan, they broke tradition. They literally broke tradition, okay? And the tradition was that he would be angry, that he would be mad, that Jonathan would be mad that David's doing so well. And instead of that, what happened is that literally Jonathan says, I love you. I know God's will is, and it's your will that you be king. And when Jonathan and David had to say goodbye, essentially what happened is that literally they both cried, but Jonathan cried the most. We're going to pick this up next week. We're going to put a little bit early. God bless you and keep you. Let His light shine on you and give you peace.